There's going to be affliction and distress, and many afflictions of those that are the righteousness of Yahweh. And Yahweh is going to have to deliver you out of that. So if we are turned and twisted by our emotions, you have no strength at all. She said he did what he did me wrong. She did me wrong. That cannot allow you to be twisted in your pursuit of what Yahweh tells you to pursue. He told you to follow Shalom with all men. Some of you all want to be at Shalom with just those that you want to. It tells you to do with all men. Well, it's all right. That's your daughter, so you can confide her. That's not what Scripture tells you. It's with all men. Instead of partners. Without that, no man is going to see Yahweh. So how do we think we're going to walk in His presence? How do you think you're going to see the power of Yahweh or see His visits each day when you don't pursue these things? How? It doesn't happen that way. It's going to happen according to Scripture. We must do what Scripture says. Let me move quickly. Scripture says, I want to go back to Bereshit. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Read this. Bereshit chapter 32. Verse 6. You that have that true birthright of Yahweh, this is one thing you're going to experience. I want to show you something here. Because the birthright was of Yaakov. It was not the birthright of Esau. Yahweh commanded it. He did that to show you His sovereign power. It has nothing to do with what man says or the dictates of man. It says in Bereshit 32:6, and the messengers, as Esau began to pursue Yaakov, and the messengers returned to Yaakov saying, we come to your brother Esau. And also he comes to meet you, and 400 men with him. Look at what happens. Then Yaakov was greatly afraid and distressed. He was in a strait. Straight and narrow is the path that leadeth unto life. And few there be. So he had to bring him to this place. He was in great distress. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and the herds, and the camels into two bands. Because he said, you go and try to intrigue this power, this beastly manifestation for me. No, it's not going to be done that way. It's going to be done Yahweh's way, because why? Yahweh, who ordained that? Yahweh, a man. It was not Rebecca. It was Yahweh that ordained it. And know what Yahweh has ordained. How do we know that? In the revelation of Torah. And that is what Messiah came to do. I will teach something on the Shabbat. And will share great light to understanding of truth. I pray that Yahweh gives me understanding to preach it or teach it. You understand. Because I have no strength of my own to do it. At times that I read Scripture, I'm afraid to even try to talk about it. So it will take Yahweh to bring revelation. You understand? And so he set the bands to try to abate the heart of Esau. And it says in the 24th verse of the same chapter, look at this. After he had done that, and Yaakov was left alone. Is that what it says? And we are coming to that place whereby, as HaMashiach was in that Garden of Gethsemane, you're going to be left alone. It's going to be seemingly forsaken by Yahweh. And he was left alone. You're not going to depend on your husband, your wife, your sons, or your daughters. I'm telling you that now. You sell the birthright, you become a part of the heritage of the Edomites. It's a spiritual law that's working, that's in place today. And so he was left alone. Who could he depend on? There was no one there. He was left alone. And there he wrestled with the man and with him until the break of the day. That's a great wrestling. Not wrestling the Scripture. But he wrestled. He persevered. He pressed. We don't like that today. We don't like for our corruptions to be exposed. We don't want to deal with ourselves. And he had to deal with himself. He had to make sure that he was right. That's why he couldn't let him go. When you get this thought of truth in, you will not let it go. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You will not allow this Edomite spirit to wrestle this from you, Lord. So he wrestled all night. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled him there. Now, what a profound strength. How did he have this strength to wrestle with this Melech of Yahweh? How did he have it? It's based upon the sovereign promise of Yahweh. He was the chosen elect of Yahweh. Before the foundations of the earth, he elected. He chose a people. He called. He predestinated. And he had predestinated this man. And that's why he was not going to turn loose what Torah taught. What the words of Yahweh had sealed his faith in his heart. And he wrestled with him there. And he said, let me go for the daybreak. And he said, I will not let you go except you cause me to be full and assured, to cause me to rest at Shalom, because I'm distressed, I'm weak, my Shalom is gone because Esau pursues me. I'll set my wife, my children this way, I'll set bands between he and me to slow him down, because I know that there's going to be a violent confrontation. And in order for me to get what I need, I'm going to hold on to you until Yahweh opens up the Shemayim and pour it out. He said, when I let you go, I'm going to be full. You don't let the Torah go. You hold fast, and that's where you get your drink from. That's where your bread is in the Torah. Because Messiah teaches us that. It's in the Torah. And he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, your name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. Why Yisrael? For as a prince has power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed. Now, true Yisrael has power with Yahweh and men, and they prevail. You will know the true identity of Yisrael because they have power with man, and they have it with Yahweh, and they prevail. That is the truth. They have power with man. They have power with Yahweh. And they do prevail against the workings of hell and darkness. And Yaakov said unto him, tell me, I pray you, your name. And he says to him, wherefore it is that you do us after my name. And he blessed him there. And Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen Yahweh, the Almighty, face to face, and my life is preserved. You need to get to that place where you're going to see Yahweh face to face. That's the only way your life is going to be preserved. The Esau's, the Edomites will never see it. Only the true Israelites, the sons of Yahweh, the house of Yahweh. Why? Because they have power with Yahweh, and they have power with man. And we need to get to that place of Peniel, whereby we know that we are seeing Yahweh face to face. There's a visitation. And we know it's a visitation from Yahweh. And it's not going to come in your passing ways either. It's going to come with a great wrestling, a great toil, and a great fight. That's what it's going to come with. And so this power that has gone forth, it has gone forth to take your shalom away. That's what it's going. You know, the house of Yisrael is going to have that true strength, friendship with Yahweh, is that we're going to have to wrestle with this corrupt flesh and destroy it, bring it down, that it doesn't rise up against the truth of Yahweh. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. The brightness of Yahweh, the assurance. It's this beautiful thing to see the sun rise. Oh, sweet and how pleasant it is to see the rising of the sun. Now, we're not worshiping some venerable sun god, but Yahweh put the sun there to cause the heart of man to rise with gladness when he sees it shines. For a man is wrestling, and he's going through a great travail in sickness or whatever the complications may be. When he can see the sun, it does something. It creates a different mentality. And it does that. And we need to see the power of the righteous brightness of Yahweh shine forth from us and one another. And if it shines forth from you, you will be able to help the one whereby it doesn't shine. I close with this verse here. HaMashiach, as he spoke unto this religious sect, these Edomites, that's what they were. He says in Yaakahana, in John 17, verse 19. He says to the house, did not Moshe give you the Torah? And yet none of you keeps the Torah. Why go ye about to kill me? Did not Moshe give us the Torah, he said? But yet you do not keep the truth of Yahweh. Because if you did, you will not try to go about and destroy the Torah. Because he is the life, he is the living power, he is the Torah made flesh. He said, why would you go about to kill me? Because the Torah testify of me. It is what I am. Because I am the fulfillment of Torah. I want to stop there. Because on the Shabbat, I will continue in that same vain, if it's Yahweh's will. May He bless you tonight. And strengthen your heart. Cause your heart to be edified. I do pray that you have been strengthened and edified tonight. You that are listening by the live stream, we do bless you all tonight. We do pray that the shalom of Yahweh rest upon you all. And that His strength fill your heart. We bless you all. We thank you for your coming and being in the service with us. And may this word strengthen you tonight. Brother Nathan there, we pray that Yahweh bless you and those that are there with you as they listen to the live stream, as He causes this stream to be reproduced, that others may hear. So we bless you for that. May Yahweh give us all strength. Be encouraged, because I am. The only thing we have to strengthen us is the word that comes from Yahweh's mouth. And that is why Yaakov said, I can't let you go until I hear something from Him. And that's what you need to desire, to hear from Him. We hear from our flesh enough, don't we? It always speaks things that corrupts us. It feeds us with trash. Feed me, as David said. Feed me until I want no more. When Yahweh feeds you, He satisfies you. You say, give me some more of that. Because it don't overstuff you. It makes you fat and rich. May He bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all tonight. I'm encouraged. And I'm happy too. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I did a little research on that word happy. It means that when one is happy, they're blessed. They're full of strength. Do you understand that? It's amazing. You know, I bought what they call the Vine Expository. The Vine's Expository Dictionary. It was only what? It's a big thick book. It was only like $10, $12. Don't tell me you don't have $10 to buy something like that. You'd rather buy $10 worth of cookies. Hallelujah. Why? But it's a very profound little book. It does. And it takes you into an enriched depth of words. I like it. I'm telling you, it is a book. And I bought it there at that bookstore, what they call the Christian bookstore. It's when you're coming up 74, on the right as you go towards HQ, Home Depot, Home Depot, that bookstore over there. It's $12. Nice little book. They got some that are $6. There's paperback. This one is hardback. But it gives you a great in-depth and rich depth of the expository of words in Scripture. And it brings out the meaning in a more rich, full dynamic. It does. And it's all right. No, I'm not going to buy you one because you're not going to use it. You're not going to do it. You get it? It's just like getting a new car. You're happy with it the first few days until the first payment comes. By the fifth payment, and you're mad. You get a book like that, you look at it one or two times, and you get excited about it, and then you put it down, you don't even pick it up. You get dust. That's the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You'll do that with the book you call the Scripture. Don't get upset with them. I'm just telling you the truth. So I'm not going to buy you a book like that. Nah, you're not going to take time and study it. So I sit down in the book and give you a great in-depth to word. So I said, what? I keep using this word. I'm happy. When I look, I said, man, I see why. Because I'm full of His riches. I'm blessed. I have the fullness of His understanding. Not all, but I have the fullness of everything He's given. Sometimes a baby gets enough milk. You may not think it drank enough, but that's enough for the baby. You sit down to a meal sometimes. You may not eat as much this time as you do. Well, the next time, that's enough, isn't it? May Yahweh bless you. And all things we do, thank you tonight, are Abba. Bless your people and give them strength. Your people, whoever they are, that are not here tonight, we pray for them. Give us all strength and understanding in thy truth. Give everyone rest and shalom tonight. Touch those bodies of those that are not feeling well tonight. We ask all things in Hamashiach's mighty name. And all the Kishim said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Bless you all.